Hey everybody, it's Alan. Happy Friday morning. This is a little bumper I'm going to record before this podcast, which is not a new Chats, a television podcast episode. But to make up for the fact that we basically have missed a week, we're like, there was supposed to be an episode on Sunday, April 28th, and it's now May 3rd when you're listening to this or when it comes out. Just make up for that just because, you know, as I mentioned on Twitter, War Without End was a really heavy, long episode, and our discussion was pretty big, so we didn't have time to record it until later in the week. And I actually was going to post this freebie earlier, and then I got even more busy because, you know, we've talked about how, like, we started new jobs, or I've started a new job recently. Majon's starting a new one soon. He was just traveling. So, like, things have been hectic. But point is, to make up for it, I'm going to do a couple things. One, I'm going to attach to this a really good episode of Chats Nights, which is usually our Patreon-exclusive podcast for $5 and up. So you're getting a sneak peek at what you could get every 2 weeks if you were a patron. Patreon.com/chatspod. I'm then going to put up the War Without End discussion on this Sunday, which is the 5th of May. And then we'll be back on schedule, so May 12th, May 19th, you know, we're back to our Sunday schedule and all that. You'll get the commentaries and all that, we'll be back. And other than that, yeah, we're going to actually try to put out more nights on the main feed. I want next week's nights is going to go up during the middle of the week as well. And that's going to be Magellan's, like, South Korea travel episode discussion. It's great. It's a really good episode. We literally just recorded it before this, and it's, like, one of our best nights easily. It's just a very interesting little peek into a different country's, you know, universe. So check that out and enjoy this. This was a Chats Nights that we recorded. God, I don't remember the date on it. This is Chats Nights 11. So that was December of 2018. So it's a bit of a throwback, but I think you'll enjoy it. We recorded this one in person. We don't usually record in person because we are several states apart. But this one was in person when Magellan came home for a little while. And I think it's really good. I think you'll like it. I'm sorry the episode didn't come up in time. But we have a lot of good content coming for you soon. So stay tuned to this feed. And if you want to hear more Chats Nights, patreon.com/chatspod. Thanks. This has to be a little intimate by nature. We have to.
There's just the fact that it's pink. It's so, like, fleshy pink.
Yeah, you can touch it. It pulsates when you touch it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little goopy, honestly. Was it you I was talking about goop with in your family? We're talking about
goop. Yeah, we're talking about goop.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop.
Yep.
A landmark website in just lies.
Alan's microphone has a pink.
Condom.
Yeah, what do you call this part?
Sound dampener.
Sound dampener.
It makes it a lot easier to carry around because you don't have to wield an unwieldy pop screen.
Oh, sure.
And my pop screen was getting really dinky anyways.
I'm also suspicious that those actually do anything.
But these?
Pop screens. Like the cheap ones, I feel like, are not.
You just need it to be thick enough to eat your plosives. If it gets your plosives out, you can hear it. You can hear that. I tested it when I got my pop screen. I was like, pizza, pizza. Takes it off. Pizza, pizza. And like,
it got your plosives off.
Yeah. At least on my snowball. But now my Yeti, at least with this thing, like, I barely notice it. But I do think it's a smoother sound, at least with the full covering on mine. I just bought it because it was pink. Let's be extremely real. Because then I got the pink headphones, and now I have a black-pink microphone setup. Black, I'm all about aesthetics. I actually am. That's not even, like... I'm not even doing a fun bit.
You're all about aesthetics?
I'm all about that bass. About that bass. No treble. I'm all about aesthetics.
Alan and I are in the same room.
Good evening.
Hey, we're in his studio.
We're in my studio apartment in sunny Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. I'm visiting home for the holidays, and we're in the same room, which doesn't happen very frequently, very often. Am I not loud enough? Is that an
I'm
issue?
Just, I'm trying. I can just turn the thing up, the pickup up, up, up.
Well, but then won't that get you more, too?
What are you talking about? It won't get me more. So I'm barely hitting, like, I'm hitting, like, minus 12, speaking at, like, yelly volume.
Okay. Should I just project?
This is perfect.
Okay, great. So I'll just do this then. It really sounds like I'm raising my voice.
I'm so sorry. Don't hit me.
I'm not. Well, don't paint me with an ill-fitting brush.
What size fits you? Handsome. Yeah, the big sippy. There it is.
Oh, I got a headache, folks.
So this is Chats Nights. John's got a headache.
Chats Nights.
I'm Alan. It's December somehow still.
I got a beard comb.
He's got a beard
for
comb.
Christmas.
Can you get some beard comb Foley for the kids? Oh,
those
there
are
it
the
is.
The broad teeth. Yeah. The fine teeth.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at the waveform. It's all pointy. It looks like your beard comb.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful audio for you. I got an Apple Watch, and you got a beard comb. Let's call the whole thing off.
I like it. This is our new co-host.
Yeah. The beard comb?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so it's Chats Nights. We're just hanging out. It's almost the end of the year. I feel like it's early December is when I had the end of year, like, what did I do? What did I not get done? What have I been up to this year? Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, this is why I'm saying, like, it's still December. Like, it's weird to me that I had that whole arc and I haven't had New Year's yet. Now I'm just like, well.
Like, you figured out what went well and what you want to change. And now you just need the arbitrary marker of, like, now I can start trying.
Exactly. Now I can, because right now I'm just in the state of, like, I guess I don't have to try. No one's going to hold me to anything right now.
Yeah, this ghost week between Christmas and New Year's is always weird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What do you usually do in your ghost week? I like that term.
I just kind of sit around and mess up my sleep schedule and eat a lot of candy and cookies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wasn't able to fall asleep last night until like 3:30 in the morning.
And that's why your head hurts.
Yeah.
We answered it, kids. 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you wake up early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fell asleep at 3:30. I woke up at 6.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then I went back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I woke up at 10:30. And it's like, I guess this is enough.
Didn't I also text you saying, I hope I get a good night of sleep? And I did not have a good night of sleep either.
It didn't. What happened?
Went to bed at like 12-ish. And I was like, damn, nailed it. I could get up at 8 if I wanted to. What a badass. And then like 3 in the morning.
No.
I get up to go to the bathroom. 5 in the morning, I get up and I'm like, I got to move around. I have like energy. Yeah. I don't know where it came from.
Yikes.
And so I just like went to the bathroom again, had a little bit of water and then fell back asleep. And then I got up at like 9:30 and I was like, man, now I should be getting up, but I don't feel good. And then I was in bed until 10:30. Just like bad time. But we're here. We persist.
We persist.
We do things.
We did it.
I want to ask you some questions.
Do it, man.
I found on conversationstartersworld.com our source of stability and content on Chats Nights.
What is that?
Conversationstartersworld.com's page for good questions to ask. Nothing more specific than that. Just okay. Just good questions to ask. Let's just look at a random one. Oh, that's a fun one. I didn't look at any of them when I said that. Just vamping. What movie can you watch over and over again without getting tired of it?
Oh, man. Honestly, the idea of watching any movie right now makes me want to just curl up and fall asleep.
Yeah?
Didn't we ask this one before?
Yeah, maybe. We did so many.
A movie that I could watch and not get tired of it?
Yeah. No, we asked something that was like, if you had to only watch one movie for the rest of your life.
Oh, I guess it's slightly different. Yeah. I think A Knight's Tale.
Yeah.
I'll never get tired of A Knight's Tale. It can't really be a movie that's really good.
Because then it's just good.
Yeah, and you'll get tired of it. Like, if I picked Amadeus, that movie is slow, my friend.
Yeah, it puts me to sleep every time.
Yeah, I'll get tired of that. But it's a good film. And so you got to pick something that's just kind of cotton candy.
Oh, like a dumb action movie.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
That's so what?
I've never seen Mission Impossible.
Well, then you can watch for the first time and second and third.
Nah, bro. Face Off, honestly.
Sorry, we're both drinking at the same time. The thing is, Face Off is long.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like very long.
It's also very dark.
Yeah, it's way darker than you first suspected.
I think Knight's Tale was the right answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
It's fun, but you will get sick of that, because it does take itself pretty seriously at certain points.
Does it?
Yeah.
With the pirate lore shit?
Well, and with the crew, when you find out that they're dead, mm-hmm. it wants you to be scared a little bit.
Oh, I see.
And yeah. That's not going to fly. It's got to be a movie that it never is taking itself too seriously. But also is never trying to be too funny.
Why can't I think of a good movie like that right now?
A Knight's Tale is the...
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of another answer. One.
Yeah.
Because my thing with watching Almost Famous every year is I just get sick of it. Because I know... But it's like, it's sick of it in the way you get sick of, like, your friends. Like, not like yeah. sick of, like, I don't want to see you anymore, but sick
it.
Of, like...
Yeah, I'm sick
like,
of you too, dude.
All right, good talk. Bye-bye. Bloop. No, yeah. I mean, like... You know it's false, and you know when they're coming, and you're like, all right, here comes the boring part. Okay, yeah. checking yeah. out for the next 5 minutes. And then when it's good again, you're like, yep, this is the part I like. I know why I like this. And eventually you're just used to that. Mm-hmm. No, I think there has to be like an... I mean, most Miyazaki movies I feel like I could watch mm. over and over and over again, because there's just a lot of depth. And also, if you just want something to watch in the background, they work like that too as well. I would say out of those, probably Howl's Moving Castle, because it's the most like sprawling of the ones that I've seen. Because like Totoro is like really dirt simple, and even when it gets like dramatic, quote unquote, it's still a silly kids movie. And then on the opposite side, Princess Mononoke, those are like my top three: Mononoke, Howl's Moving Castle, Totoro. Princess Mononoke is like very sad. Mm. It's like about wildlife preservation and stuff, and industrialism. And it would just make me sad.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be sad over and over and over again.
Exactly. Welcome to my life. Next question. Ew, what is the most... Ew, what is this one? What is the most epic way you've seen someone quit or be fired?
Ugh.
I'm gonna just...
I don't think epic. I've seen someone be fired in a way that everybody at my job... like staged a revolt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you told
I don't
me
really
was...
want to talk about
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
But that's not epic. That's like, that's bad.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I've never seen someone get fired. I've only worked the one job, and people leave just like overnight. You're like, oh, I guess you don't work here anymore. So I don't really get to see people get fired. No, thank God. Much prefer that. Here's a, ugh, what social stigma does society need to get over?
Just bathrooms being gendered.
Hell yeah.
In any way. When I was in college, junior year, the bathrooms on our floor were gender neutral.
Oh.
It was weird for like a week.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, this... It turns out this was meaningless. This mm-hmm. was always meaningless, and it's fine. That's my... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
Gender neutral bathrooms. Ah, oh, it's a hard question. I didn't expect to have to answer it myself. A stigma that people need to get over. Honestly, like, there's a tendency to, like, feel the need to defend yourself as soon as you say something offensive, instead of, like, listening and, like, taking a moment to be like, is that okay? Like, I know a lot of people that are, like, I like them a lot, and I don't consider what they say to be offensive, but they'll say something they know, like, societally, like, we have... move towards a point where we don't say like the R slur anymore, and then they'll be like, oh, sorry, I'm not allowed to say that anymore, and then they have to like pause the conversation and then make it about like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I don't know if anyone here is like really offended by that, and I know none of us are like that, but like, sorry about that. And it's like such a conversation killer for me that I wish people would like be okay saying that, and then me, or like taking a minute and be like, oh, is that okay? It's not okay, I'll try not to say it, and then like move the fuck on.
Yeah,
conversational pacing is something that I think about too much, like,
sure.
I was thinking about that a lot at the Christmas party I was at yesterday. It was just a lot of like, you say something, you wait for the response. It's a joke. If no one laughs, then it's like quiet for 10 minutes. And it's like, oh, guys, just like, let's be Aaron Sorkin here for a minute. I would never say that in any other circumstance, but like, let's talk.
Yeah. Well, there's something also about the like, oh, I can't say that anymore. That's like, they're still trying to fight that fight.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, why? Why? Do you have to fight the fight?
You have better fights to fight. Like, I can't say, like, yeah. That's where my mind immediately goes, at least when I read that question. God, these are interesting, but, like, not all of them are good for us.
They're good questions to ask, though.
True. Oh, here's a fun one. In the past, people were buried with the items they would need in the afterlife. So what would you want buried with you so that you could use it in the afterlife? This beard comb.
Ugh, no, yeah, just the beard comb. Honestly, nothing.
Yeah?
If the afterlife has, like, laptops in it, no thank you.
If it has, like, Wi-Fi that's good or bad.
I really don't want that.
Then, like, no thank... That's a good point. If the afterlife is just life, then, like, this ain't it, Chief.
Yeah, like, technology is meant to distract us from the fact that life is just pain and death.
Right.
But once we get past that, we don't need it anymore.
We shouldn't need anything.
We can just have conversations and, like, you know, maybe we can make out. Everybody can just be making out.
Constantly.
Fine. Water is good.
Just give me, like, a Dasani or, like, just a Poland Spring.
One of these Poland Spring bottles I got right here.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, so, yeah, I agree. I agree in the, like, if there is an afterlife, we shouldn't need anything other than, like, survival needs.
Yeah, I would like to think there isn't going to be any sort of material need.
Yeah. But my phone! What food have you never eaten but you would really like to try?
I guess musical instruments would be kind of fun.
You want to try a musical instrument?
In the afterlife.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Because you have infinite time to practice.
Yeah, or some books. But, like, there's nothing I need.
But I think with books, well, it is kind of with instruments, too. We say, like, if I had the time, if I had the time. And then if you do, then it's like, well, okay, now you do. Now you can be really good at the violin. To what extent? Like, now you're extremely good at the violin. Is the process of getting good at it the nice part?
I mean, but now you're asking me, like, what's the point of heaven?
Right. And that's a little big for the Patreon podcast.
Yeah. I think we're just going to stop existing, and maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what makes existence so good after all.
Thanks, Pushing
that
Daisies.
That it doesn't go on forever.
Right. This is the only one you got. This is the ticket.
Oof, man. I got a headache.
Yeah? No, give me this one. What food have you never eaten but you would love to try? We're going to foreign countries someday, Magellan, and we want to try different foods.
Never eaten. I think I want to know what's up with escargot.
Yeah?
Sure. What's going on there?
Snails, yeah.
It's probably a salty treat.
I mean,
probably pretty salty.
I'm going to just not. No, I'm not gonna take that alley-oop, and I'm just gonna put it down.
Some charcuterie.
Thank you. Wait, isn't charcuterie like the thing you cut?
I've had charcuterie.
Oh, was it cheese?
And meats, I think. I'm stealing this from my brother and me. There was a whole, they had a live show, and someone was like, "What's charcuterie?" And then they went on this whole bit explaining what it was. I think escargot or like, let's go with that until I think of something else.
I had said takoyaki for a while because it seems so interesting.
What is that?
It's a fried octopus.
Ooh, okay.
Actually made into a ball.
I actually had visions of octopus dancing through my head before I answered.
Oh,
I
really?
Like envisioned octopus tentacles.
Yeah, I thought you were quoting something. Visions of octopus dancing in my head sounds very poetic.
It was visions of sugar plums dancing, but
I
changed it.
With I see.
Let's get a different list, bro.
Yeah.
More
sorry.
Specific list, dude.
I was gonna say I did end up having takoyaki at karaoke once, and it was fine.
Oh.
It's fine. I mean, maybe I just had bad takoyaki.
We gotta do karaoke sometime. Questions to ask a girl. Let's do that.
You know, I was already clicking on it, boss.
That's the list.
We do need to do karaoke sometime. Absolutely.
I want question 11, whatever that is.
I have a song ready for karaoke if I ever get to do it.
What is it?
Hold Me to This. It's Your Love by The Outfield. Locked in.
That's a great one,
isn't it? I've thought about this a lot.
That's a great one. Mine is. Ooh. Mine is Alone by Heart.
Yes, yeah. Alone by Heart. That's a good one. Okay, question 11 on questions to ask a girl. What is the worst and best thing about being female?
Oh, boy.
We can't answer these, right? I can't answer that.
Yeah, I don't
know. No. If you could put your brain in a robot and live indefinitely, would you?
As a woman, I'm answering this?
Yes. Yeah, what?
I think yes.
If you could replace the handshake as a greeting, what interesting greeting would you replace it with? Ooh, that's fun.
The dab.
Yeah. You're at a business meeting like Mark? This is not playing over radio at all.
Alan just dabbed.
Yeah. Timothy?
He dabbed again.
Daria?
Oh, he keeps doing it. He's dabbing.
He's just sneezing now. What's the worst guest you've had in your house and what do they do? Okay, so Magellan. I'm just kidding. Yeah. And what do they do? Well, they just kept combing their beard. It was like, it was ridiculous.
I haven't had a lot of guests in my house.
You should have more guests over.
I guess. I don't really keep in touch with many people from our hometown, our HT.
No, not here. Like in New York. Just like have friends over.
Oh, it's got to get cleaned up.
Well, then what's stopping you from cleaning it up? Time. Who's got the time? Yeah.
Yeah, who's got the time?
Who's got the time? Oh, I do. It's that's the time.
7:20.
Thanks, boss. Nice. Like that's the weed number, right?
Yeah.
That's the same question. When does time pass fastest for you, and when does it pass the slowest? The workday.
Why? I don't want these.
Yeah, no.
I want questions that are interesting.
Questions to ask a guy. Questions to get to know someone.
No.
Would you rathers?
No.
Truth or dare? Questions to ask your boyfriend. We already did those.
Oh, we did those.
Yeah.
Would never have I ever? What's gonna happen there?
Ooh.
With these two hosts of ours.
Ooh. How does this work again?
I mean, we can just. There, it's got to be in a group, but we can just see if we want to say if we've done these things or not.
Okay. Never have I ever injured myself while trying to impress a girl or boy I was interested in. Mm. I've definitely done that.
What's your story? What did you do?
I've definitely injured myself emotionally by trying to impress people. Doesn't count? You mean like
no.
Got physically hurt?
No, it doesn't count. No.
It's frozen.
No.
No.
I twisted my ankle once playing bocce ball. I don't remember if that was to impress a girl in my class.
That was just school, I thought.
I think it was.
Yeah?
Or I was just trying to seem pretty confident in the rules of bocce ball. And then I stepped a little funky.
And you like kind of fell onto your own foot? Yeah.
Day before junior prom.
Hell yeah.
But I danced through it.
I danced the night away. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. I'm sure I tripped on something.
And I'm positive in gym class at some point I was like, I'm going to do a cool flip or I'm going to like do a jump and did like went miserably.
Yeah, you do stuff like that.
It do be like that sometimes. Neither of us has had to run to save their lives. I'm positive of that. Unless.
Yeah, I don't think
no?
so.
No? Okay. Let's just scroll to a random place.
Why?
Oh, okay.
Just keep reading through.
Taking food out of a trash can and eating it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, but like a trash can that nothing else was in.
Yeah. I think I have.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that I'm not like Paul. I don't immediately know.
Yeah, there's not a story there.
No.
Cried, flirted my way out of a speeding ticket. I don't have a driver's license.
And I've never speed. Yes, I have speeded before. I've never gotten a ticket.
Oh,
or been pulled over. Thank God. Actually, can I tell a cop story real briefly?
Yeah, tell a cop story.
I was coming home from the gym one day and. My usual route had there was a police car parked horizontally. I might have told you this story, but it was parked horizontally across the street. It didn't have its lights on. The officer didn't seem like they were nearby, and they weren't blocking the whole street. They were blocking like 75% of the street. And me, like a dipshit, I was like, I can go around this cop car. Half a second, I'm like, he's like, woo, woo. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I thought I could go. He's like, I blocked the road for a reason. There's a fire. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. He's like, go that way. Go right. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm sorry. Oh, it was definitely one of those situations though where I was like, if I had been in a different place at a different time or a different person, that would have gone badly. But I was just like, oh, jeez. Oh, don't eat me. Taking part in a talent show.
Not a talent show. I've performed.
Yeah. I did improv. I did stand-up comedy in high school.
In a talent show?
Yeah, no, not in a talent
in
show.
High school?
Yes, high school and middle school. One of those two.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
stand-up comedy.
The middle school thing where it was like you rant, like people were ranting.
Yes.
Things.
Yes.
What was your rant about?
I don't remember.
You don't remember your rant?
No, it was middle school. I was looking through my middle school yearbook recently, and I realized I don't remember a single second of middle school. Not 1 minute.
Me neither, but I just had a flash in that auditorium listening to people's.
Do
rants.
You remember me kicking a chair? That's the only thing I remember.
Yes.
We were all encouraged to use our props, and everyone thought I should kick this chair. Everyone.
I do remember that, and the chill that went through the room.
Yeah, because it kind of gets quiet. You're like, oh my god, a chair moved.
Is that real?
Is that allowed?
Made money performing on the streets? No, have not. No, I have never ever done that. No.
But much respect to anyone who does that.
Yeah, broken something at a friend's house and then not told them.
Magellan.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up? You got a little story in there?
Broken something? No. I'm like super nervous about that. Sorry, I'm hitting your chair. I'm nervous about that happening, so I don't touch anything that looks sensitive.
I don't think I've ever broken something, and like it's either I fix it or I inform people,
or you tell someone like, "Hey,
yeah,
really." If you're like in a corner by yourself and it's something that you can hide,
yeah,
you would still be like, "Hey, just so you know."
I'm not good at living with the guilt.
Yeah, or the guilt. You don't like gold coins in your pocket. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Even the times where I was like a mess, I was never like doing property damage. So, thank goodness. Snooped through a friend's bathroom or bedroom without them knowing. Yes.
Yeah.
But like, Not in like a like moving things to like find something kind of way.
Yeah.
I'll like look through a bookshelf, or I'll like bookshelf. Thank you. Yeah. And or I'll go through a bathroom and be like, oh, that's like a good moisturizer to use. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't do that in a malicious way.
Sure.
Ooh. Do you have an answer for that? Sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, I think I get kind of curious and then catch myself if I'm in the space of like a person that I'm with.
Yeah.
Romantically. I'll be like, you know, ooh, lift this piece of paper or what's that? And then I'm like, oh, nope, I shouldn't be going through people's stuff. That's weird. And then I'll stop myself from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But
the temptation comes, though.
Yeah, it comes. Because you just want to know. There's just a part of you that wants to know, like, everything. And then you're like, ugh.
And then you feel that part of you, and you're like, oh, shit.
Chill out. Ruin someone else's vacation? I don't think so. I don't know how I would have done that.
Right. Same. Walked for more than 6 hours.
No, bro. No way.
No? Maybe.
More than 6 hours in a row?
You don't think when we were in New York last year, last November, we walked 6 hours?
No way.
You don't think so?
Consecutive 6 hours?
No, we must have. I mean, we took breaks. Sure. Sure. Jumped from a roof.
It's possible that over the course of a single day.
Yeah, oh, certainly.
Maybe once or twice, I walked a total of 6 hours.
Yes.
Although even that, I'm doubtful. Skeptical.
Yeah.
Jumped from a roof?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
What was the context?
It was like a shed roof or something, yeah. I was going to get something. We were like playing outside, and then they had like an easy access up to their roof, and it was like, I get really afraid of jumping from high places. But then it was like, I was with people who were just like, no, do it. And then I jumped. It was nothing scary. I mean, it wasn't like, I know this, the spirit of this question is like a roof, like a house roof, which is very dangerous to jump from and you shouldn't do it. Uh-huh. But no, this was like a smaller
building. Done. Yeah. Shoplifted.
Yeah.
I've thought about it, but I don't think I've done it. I think my sister shoplifted a grape once or something. My mom made her apologize.
But really? A single grape?
Yeah, wow. Or something like that.
Yeah, teach morals. I get that.
Yeah, but I don't think I ever did that. Although I've, you know, contemplated it.
I've done stuff like that where I'll, like, try to... No, I've watched people shoplift at my work all the time. I've really? Like, yeah. On Halloween, they did... Or, like, the day after Halloween, they did, like, 90% off of candy sales.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy. And there was a family that like held up my line. I work at a pharmacy, for people who don't know, and they held up my line. They were like getting prescriptions and like gigantic, like several pound bags of candy. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we need you to ring all this out. And I rang all of it out and then realized after I had put everything in a bag and they paid and left that they had I scanned all of the bags that I saw and then kind of slid everything into the bags before realizing that there was a smaller bag of candy hidden under that I never scanned. So they just like deliberately like put bags around it to like hope that I would miss it. And I totally did. And I was like, well, do I tell anyone about this? No. Am I going to get in trouble for this? No. Okay. Let's move right on. A friend was telling me about they work at like a Target.
Yeah.
And they saw somebody eating food out of the frozen food aisle. Or like there were like donuts. And it was like clearly a homeless person. And they were like, I thought about telling somebody. And then I was like, they're just eating. Like, right. I'm going to have them... They're going to have to leave at some point because I don't want, like, customers to notice. But, like, I'm not going to, like, tell the security on them. Like, let's not be unfair to people. But it was strange. I'm always imagining, like, what would I do if I saw someone, like, eating.
Right.
Yeah, my work.
I've definitely had the thought of, like, it'd be so easy.
Right.
Like, at a Duane Reade. Like, this payday bar. I don't need
No to one's going to miss this.
I don't need to spend $2 on this bad boy.
Yeah.
That can fit right in my pocket.
Just slurp that right in there.
Yeah.
No, they have so many cameras.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, the only thing is when I... Again, I only have the comparison of at my work because my... Dwayne Reed and...
But is somebody watching the cameras all the time?
No. That's a thing. If you're suspicious and they've seen you and you're a repeat offender or something, then they will like watch you the minute you walk in. But no, you'd probably be fine. Seen an alligator or a crocodile in the wild? No. Not
maybe,
in the wild.
Maybe in a zoo or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, sure. Not in the wild. We're from the East Coast. Set mine or someone else's hair on fire on purpose?
No.
Not on purpose.
By accident, yes.
Someone's hair on fire?
On Easter, church service, they have everybody sit outside.
Oh, boy.
Stand outside with candles.
Oh, boy.
And there's always, like, a 13-year-old with really long hair, and you're like...
Did you ignite someone's hair?
Not entirely, but it definitely, like, caught for a second. I was like... and then stopped it. But I, like, saw their hair go up, and I was like, oh, shit! It doesn't burn that fast. It's all, oh, it's all just God, dead, but it was a little scary. Yes.
Ridden an animal. Have you ever ridden an animal?
I have to have. It's simply impossible that I could never ridden an animal.
I think I was probably put on a horse's back once, maybe.
But you weren't, like, leading it?
Yeah. No.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I must have been put on a horse's back. I'm trying to think. Why am I, like, positive I've ridden an animal, but I can't think of anything? I guess not. That seems
had,
fun.
Had a bad fall because I was walking and texting.
Of course.
I've tripped. Yeah. Certainly tripped.
Not a bad fall. Like, hurt myself.
No,
but...
no. I once had a bad fall when I was a kid because I saw a cool car.
Yeah.
And I turned to look at it and tripped over the curb and skinned my knee.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I don't get it when I'm talking. Well, because I don't walk and text a lot, but I do, like, when I'm listening to music or going for a nice walk, I'll kind of get invested in the music. And this was, like, a couple weeks ago that I, like, I get up very quickly now when I fall. So I, like, I was in front of a high school. So I, like, tripped and then got up immediately. And I did scrape my knee a little bit, but I was like, ah, all right, move it around. Yeah, walk it off, walk it off. Because you don't want to just, like, fall and do the Peter Griffin, like, ah, for, like, 10 minutes. No one, it's not going to help.
I keep tripping in class. And I, had a moment the other day where I was walking backwards and I tripped over a desk. And so I just turned it into slowly lying down on top of the desk and continued to talk.
This is normal.
And kids were like,
Great. Finesse.
Very well done.
But John, have you ever been arrested?
No, I've never been arrested, sir.
Have you ever come close? Have you ever had, like, a negative interaction with police?
No. I can't think of a single thing I've done.
Sorry, we're boring.
You know, one time I did publicly urinate on campus, and maybe we were just drunk and convinced that we were being followed by a police officer as a result of that, but there's definitely some, like, scattering and, oh, my God, because we were, like, peeing in one of the dried-out fountains on campus. That was also the night that I broke an exit sign.
Oh, I've heard the story. Yes, yeah, I remember the story.
Like, you know how you, like, touch the top of a door frame when you're
you hit
cool
it, knocked
in
it over
high school? Yeah. I did that to an exit sign, and it, like...
been arrested? No, but the first time I went to, like, an underage party, when I myself was also underage, I definitely had the feeling of, like, where do I go? What's my exit strategy?
Yeah.
And there was no problem, but
did it get busted up? Didn't
no.
It get
bu- oh, no, 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 none of ours, none of the ones that we did. We did, like, three total. None of them did. This is fine. We also did them at, like, at 20, so we were not, like, 15-year-olds being, like, it was just, like, most of us don't have IDs. Some of us do. It's fine. Pressured someone into getting a tattoo. Not intentionally.
What happened?
Well, no, maybe I've known people who are, like, I really want to get a tattoo, and then I'm, like, you should do it. You should get this one, and then they, like, got it. Yeah, that's kind of... Because once you know people who get tattoos, the thing with them is they, like, get a lot. It's hard to get one because it's kind of addicting to get a tattoo.
Hmm.
So if someone is like, should I get another one? It's very easy to, like, nudge them one way or the other.
Hmm.
Ooh, have you ever gone surfing, Mr. California?
No.
Interested?
No.
Wow.
Not particularly.
I boogie boarded a lot back in the day.
Yeah?
But yeah, it's fun. I would try to, like, ride the end of the current, but not actually surf. You can't surf in Massachusetts at all. Not really.
Let's keep going until we hit a good one.
Yeah.
I want to hit a fun exit one here. Have you ever walked out of a movie because it was bad? I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie. I've maybe when we went and saw The Invention of Lying.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
That was one that I was wanting to walk out of.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever walked out of a film.
Remember The Invention of Lying?
That was terrible. We have to do a commentary on that.
Now we definitely
film.
Do. We definitely do.
Boy, it's bad.
No, you put money into the... You bought a movie ticket. Like, you're going to watch the movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like it, just take a nap.
Yeah, now you have a nice sleeping spot.
Yeah.
I have not walked out of a movie. I walked out of a concert because it was bad.
Oh, yeah?
What
was a concert?
Well, it was, like, a concert where I was there to see the opener, and when the actual group came on, they were, like, pretty good, but my friend and I went... This was this year. We went to the front to see the opener because she's, like, the person we went to there to see. And then when we were still at the front with the main group went on, but everyone at the front was like way too into them and like pushy and dancing and like getting obnoxious that we were like, we don't need to be here anymore. We got what we paid for.
Yeah.
And then we watched like the first 45 minutes of their set. I'm good. And then we like had, we just walked out.
Yeah.
It was weird. Walking out of the front of the line at a concert is really weird because people are like, oh, you're going to let me go up now? Whereas usually it's the complete opposite. Have you ever broken a bone?
Nope.
Schnope. Tried to cut your own hair?
Nope.
Yes, I have. I've done it.
Successfully?
Not like giving myself a haircut, but I've like cut hairs with scissors because I'm like, this hair is too long. But I know, not like an entire thing. Completely forgot my lines in a play. I don't act.
I've been in a few scripted things. I haven't run into that problem.
I don't act. I hate scripts, and I'm a bad performer. The new Earl Sweatshirt album. Shot a gun.
I had the opportunity once to shoot a gun at some clay pigeons at my grandpa's farm in Illinois.
Ooh.
And I declined.
Yeah.
I was not interested.
I have a couple of people who are like, let's go to a range. I'm like, not. I don't want to secretly find out that I like it either. That's my other like kind of fear.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like, oh, I don't want to get the excitement from shooting a gun.
That's valid.
I'm Gucci. Had a birthday party thrown for me. Surprise party.
Does that happen for you?
No.
A surprise party?
No. Unfortunately, I don't think so. It would be fun.
That happened to me once when I was in 10th grade.
Ooh.
Was I
there? No.
I don't remember. I don't know if we were tight or I don't know if you were tight with these people who threw this. But I was like that day I was at an academic decathlon competition and
which almost cool in high school for you.
Yeah, super cool. And so then the academic decathlon team went to Pizzeria Uno afterwards. And I was chilling there and I was supposed to go to our mutual friend Owen's house that evening to play some games or whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody had a game or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of like, oh, I'm at this thing. Like, I'll come a little late. And so I got there 2 hours later than I was supposed to. And it was a surprise birthday party for me.
Ooh, that's fun.
That I had, like, almost entirely
missed. that's fantastic.
Which is just poor. My mom, when she found out, she was like, they should have just told me so I could have gotten you there.
You made it happen.
They really messed up.
Who's going to tell their friend's mom that they're doing a surprise party in high school?
You should think it through.
For sure.
Yeah.
Alas. I'm trying to find a really good one. I'm just like jumping around now.
I think that's good enough.
Yeah. Cried in public because of a song? Yes. Oh, frequently.
For sure. Many times.
Danced in an elevator? I don't even know why they're asking. Like, obviously.
Danced in an elevator?
Yeah. Texted for 4 hours straight?
Yes.
Chipped a tooth? Yes.
No.
Right there. I forget how it happened. I probably like was biting my nails. And then finally, fainted.
No,
me neither. I remember people in middle school fainting a lot. I guess I do have memories of middle school. People fainting. But yeah, that's what I got.
Cool.
Let's try fainting sometime. Let's make our 2019 goal.
No.
Just faint. No, even once.
Nah, I'm good.
One of them was like woke up and couldn't move. And I'm like,
that happened to me once.
Whoa, what?
That happened to me once, yeah.
Why? What?
That's a thing. That's
sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
Oh.
That happened to me once. It was really scary.
Oh shit. How long ago was this?
I don't remember. A couple years ago.
Yeah? Was this in college?
I think so.
Shit. How long did it last?
Not super long. Like 5 minutes maybe. But yeah, like I couldn't.
Is that from a moment where you're like, I couldn't
move. I was fully conscious and I couldn't move my body.
All right. Well, that, dear listener, is going to do it for Chats Nights this week. I think that's the last one for the year, right?
Last for the year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's toss it in the bin.
Sir. Toss it in that bin, please.
Thank you for listening. Oh, yeah. Because this comes out on the 29th. So then, yeah, that works out. Fuck yeah. Cheers, buh.
If you have things you want us to talk about, we'll do it. We'll talk about literally anything.
Literally anything. At ChatsPod, chatspod@gmail.com. Hit us up. Thank you for being a patron. We dearly, dearly appreciate your benefits.
We love you.
I actually love you.
I love you.
Me personally? I love you. Just don't tell anyone. It's just you, specifically.
Yeah.
And with that, have a good night.